This is Natalie Goldberg. I want you to know how happy I am to read this audio version for you of my book, Wild Mind. Introduction. Life is not orderly. No matter how we try to make life so, right in the middle of it, we die, lose a leg, fall in love, drop a jar of applesauce. In summer, we work hard to make a tidy garden, bordered by pansies, with rows or clumps of columbine, petunias, bleeding hearts. Then we find ourselves longing for the forest, where everything has the appearance of disorder, yet we feel peaceful there. What writing practice, like Zen practice, does is bring you back to the natural state of mind, the wilderness of your mind, where there are no refined rows of gladiolas. The mind is raw, full of energy, alive and hungry. It does not think in the way we were brought up to think, well-mannered, congenial. When I finished writing down the bones and people in my workshops read it, I thought I would not have to say anything else. I felt embarrassed to say, "Steve, you ought to be more specific there." I thought he would retort, "We know, you already told us in Chapter 8. I thought I would be redundant, but reading a book about writing is different from actually getting down and doing writing. I was naive. I should have remembered that after I read the Tibetan Book of the Dead, I was still afraid to die. A book